We are on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, three lines after the lines start getting white. Just to refresh our memories, the Gemara asked Akasha. It says that a beyer that was nilda biyontif, a suffik beyer that's nilda be, that's a suffik beyer who was, it's a suffik beyer, so it's also Sveika Asura. And the Gemara understood Sveika Asura means it's a suffik if it was Neilad Bechayl, if it was Neilad Beyontif. So, Misafik it's also. So the Gemara asked the Kasha as follows. According to Rabbe, a Beyah that is Neilad Beyontif is also Minatayra. To eat. So, a suffik Beyah, if it's Neilad Beyontif or Bechayl, it's a suffik Deraisa. So it's very good. Why? Misafik it is also. But if, according to Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzhak, that hold that Abaye Shanel de Beyontav is only also midarabonon, Mishim Gzeire, so Afilu Utvadai Neil de Beyontav, it's also midarabonon. Now it's a suffix, so it should be a suffix darabonon. It should say suffix darabonon lohoko. That was the Gemara's kasha. Because of this kasha, the Gemara said, Usveika Asura means, that it's not speaking about this, not speaking about a suffix if it was Neilad Beyontif or Neilad Bechel. That suffix is Mutter because it's a suffix that Rabbonon. Sveik Asura is speaking about a different case. They had a Beya Treife. A Beya that's a suffix. You had two Tamnagoylison. One was a Treife. One was not a Treife. Now you find an egg that came from one of these two Tamnagoylison. So now it's a suffix is that you permitted to eat this Beya Minatayre. Or you're not permitted to eat it minatayre, so it's a suffix diyeraisa. So that's at sveika asura. Sveika asura means that it's speaking about a different case, about a suffix treife. A bey that is a suffix treife. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say this pshat, we're going to have a problem. Because the braisa continued, v'nis arvo be'elef, if this beya, this also dike beya, became mixed up with 1,000 mutter dekebeim, kulon asureis. So all the beim are also to eat. So the Gemara says, if we'll say it's speaking about a beish and the older beyontif, so that has, that we know has a loch, it doesn't become bottled, because a dovo sheyesh lematirim never becomes bottled. Something that'll become mutter the next day, we don't rely on bittle. But then it's very good why it doesn't become bottled. But if you'll say it is speaking about a beya treife is a dovo shein loy matirim. So why doesn't it become bottle be'elot? That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answered, because a beya is a dovo shebeminyan, and a dovo shebeminyan doesn't become bottle. And that means as follows, that something which is has some chshivas to it, it has some importance and value to it, that normally people will sell it by the amount. The amount, how many you sell, 1 dozen eggs, 5 dozen eggs. You don't go and sell a case of eggs without counting the eggs. That's most people. The wealthy people, doesn't matter, they could sell a case of eggs without counting the eggs also. It doesn't matter, 2 eggs more, 2 eggs less, it doesn't make a big deal by that. So this is something which falls into the category of kol shadalkei limnos. That means many people will count the eggs when they sell it. So it has a type of a chashivas, but not all people will count it. The wealthier people will sell cases of eggs without knowing the exact amount. So this has a miktas chashivas. And there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if something that has this miktas chashivas does become bottle or doesn't become bottle. According to Reish Lakish, it does not become bottle. So according to Reish Lakish, we'll understand Pshat and the Beraise, that what the Beraise says, it doesn't become bottle. It's Taka speaking about a Beya Treife, and it doesn't become bottle because a Beya Treife is kol shedalke limnais, because people usually count the amount of eggs they sell. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds that is not sufficient to bring about a din that it doesn't become bottle, you need something that no one will sell without counting. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're back to the shaila, so why does it not become bottle? That's where we're up to.
So the Gemara says, Anichel Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Elol Rabbi Yochanan Ma'ika Lameima. According to Reish Lakish, it's very good. It doesn't become bottle because it's Shadarki, called Shadarki Limnais. Elol Rabbi Yochanan Ma'ika Lameima. Omar Rav Pope Hai Tane de Litrek Tziyesu. There is a Tane that says Klor that Kol Shedarkei Limnois doesn't become bottle. That means there is such a Tane. That means even though in Rameo over here we have a Machloikis what Rameo holds between Rav Yechner and Reish Lakish, but there is a Tane of Litrek Tziyes de Omar Kol Dovo Shebeminyin Afilu Midarabonon Afilu Tzonin. He said the Rabonon Loi bottle v'cholshkein b'diyereise. And avada givis by an iser diyereise. Now let us just see what this little k'tzias means. Let us see Rashi. Tane, the airi gabi little k'tzias, the Tane which speaks about little as a weight, and k'tzias we'll see is pressed figs. That's a certain a weight that you will see in Rashi later. They used to make bowls of pressed figs. A certain way, and they used to sell these bulls. So the high tana the airi gabi litrok tzius, who the omar called dover she beminyan she yesh by minyan. He holds that everything that people sell by amount afilu b'midi darabonam kegoin litrok tzius. That means they used to, when you sold the litrok tzius, you didn't fill up a basket with litros tzius. You counted it. How many litros do you want to purchase? The Ayri betrumes peiris der Rabbonin, it's speaking about Isel der Rabbonin, loy bottle, and it also doesn't become bottle kedum aforish lakamei. So we see there's one tane that holds that kol shedalke limnois afilu ben Isel der Rabbonin does not become bottle. The kol shkein beyetreif is also min a teire, so if it's kol shedalke limnois, it won't become bottle. Litrok tzir, so what is this entity of litrok tzis. Te'enim, these are figs, shenishyavshu besode. They first dried up in the fields, v'kotzon b'miktoya. What does that mean? V'hu shem kli ha'osi lekach, this is a certain type of a tool, v'choytchen boi oikze ha'teinim, the stems of the figs are cut off, and that's why they're called ktziyot. That means this process was already done with them. The stems were cut off. V'achakach, and afterwards, after the stems are cut off, dersim oisom, we press them together, v'kli ogul, v'heinid v'okim yachad, and they get pressed together. V'nasim kegvine, it looks now like small cheeses. V'hu nikra igule dveila, these are called the round dveilas. This is called, that means these pressed figs together, they made into a form of a bowl, with a certain way. Shaboyin lemoicham, so you used to put, you had many bowls in a keli. Shaboyin lemoicham, and now when you want to go and sell them, mafridam and magrefo, so you go and separate, it's, figures are sticky, fruit, so they used to separate the bowls, sometimes got stuck together, they separated them, and they used to sell them this way. That's litra k'tiyas. So now let us see what the problem was and what happened over here. This nam we learned in the Mishnah, litra k'tiyas, so we have over here these k'tiyas, these bowls of pressed, dried out figs, which weigh a litra. Shedoso alpi ogul, and he pressed it together alpi ogul. Now this ogul was a large vessel, a large utensil, that had many litrois of ktsiyas in it. And he pressed one more bowl of ktsiyas. But there's one problem. This litra he pressed now was trume. And now we're in hot water. Because that means all the balls look the same. And he pressed one ball of ktsiyas, shedos alpi ogul. This is now on top of this keli, which has a lot of these balls. Ve'ena yedeya be'eza ogul doso. So you have, let's say, you have 15 large kalim, which are full of these ktsiyas.
And we know that on top of one of these kelim, there is a bowl of figs, which is Trumah d'Rabbanan. The rest of the figs are chulin. But now we have a problem. So you have, let's say, 15, 20, 50 of these large utensils, which are full of bowls of dry figs. And we know on top of one of these agulim is a bowl of dry figs, which is trumah. So now he gives three misholim. It's on top of an ogul, which is a type of a keli, al pi chavis, was on top of a barrel. Ben yedei beze chavis doso, al pi kaveres, ben yedei beze kaveres doso. So we have three different cases. We have three different types of vessels of utensils, which are full of these ktsiyas. And we know that on the top of one of them, there's a ktsiyah of trumah. There's an iguli dveila of trumah. Rabbi Meir Oimer, so Rabbi Meir said as follows. Rabbi Meir said, this shaila is a machlokes tanoim, what you do now. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, royim esol yoinois keilu ein prudois batachtoinois malois esol yoinois. Now let us see Rashi to understand what the machlokes is in this Mishnah. Shedosa al pi keli, sheshmoy ogul, he pressed it on a keli, that's ogul, sheboy oisen egulim. Then yedeh be'eza ogul, doesn't know which keli he pressed it on. Avo yedeh, this he does know. Sha'al pivu, that this egulim dveila of trumah, sheshal pivu, it's on the top, it's the top ogul. V'loy besoyche, it's not inside, it's on the top. But he has now a whole bunch of agulim, and so which one has the trum in it? Rabbi Meir Oimer came nechlekul Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua bedavaza. So machlekes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar Oimer af al pi she'ein litrois tachtoinois besofik dimua. That means even though the litrois which are on the bottom of the kelim, there's no sofik on them. That means, theoretically, if I would go now and take off, I have, let's say, I have 50 agulim over here, 50 kelim, and I'd go and take, from all these 50, I'd take off the top igulei dveila. Now put that away. So now I know I have a problem with these top 50, I don't know one of them is trumah. But I'd be able to eat the rest of the contents of the agulim, because the rest is zichanat trumah. I know the top igulei dveila, that one is trumah. So Rabbi Meir said over b'shem Rabbi Elazar, that is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua b'davazah. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Rabbi Elazar said, Amor d'kechidish, af al pi shein litrois hatachtoines b'sofik dimua. Even though the bottom litrois in each keli, there's no doubt if they are trumah, there's no mixture of trumah in the bottom litrois. So, because I know the trumah is on the top, Mitzdalfeis hatachtoinais el hapumim shekol agulim alolu. Af al pikein, in the din bittel, we can use all the agulais which are in the kalim, and we can use them to be mevatel the trume wherever it is. Shekol agulim alolu. That means as follows. That means, we have to know two things. One thing we have to know, that trumah is bottle be'echad b'meya. That means if you have 100 entities of chulin and one of trumah, so the one of trumah becomes bottle into the 100 of chulin. Now here we are speaking about that, let's say we have 50 kalim. Let's say we have 50 kalim, and on the top of the, on the top of these 50 kalim, one of them is trumah, and 49 is chulam. So this sikha doesn't become bottle, because you need one in 100, not one in 49. So Rabbi Elazar said that, but if you'll take into consideration, you'll take into account all the igulim, including the igulim which are on the bottom of these kalim, so then we have over 100 igulim of chulam. So Mamela, we take everything into account,
And so now you have one of Trume, which there are, let's say, 500 of Chulin, and the one becomes bottle to the 500. Now, really, this is very odd and queer, because the gather of Bittel is, that means if you have a Taruvis, you have mixed up Issa Beheta, and you don't know which is the Issa, which is the Heta, so the din is the Heta becomes bottle to the Issa. But here I know Klor, that the Iser is only on the top of these 50 Yegulim. So the Iser is not mixed up with the rest of the Yegulim. So if it's not mixed up with the rest of the Yegulim, so how could the rest of the Yegulim be mimitzarev to mimavatel the Igul Shel Trume? So Rabbi Lezer said, Royin oisam ke'ilu hain pludoitz. So he says, im ein kan meya pumim shel heta. If you don't have 100 kalim, 100 taps, of heter, sheyebem kedei la'ala ispi ha'isa be'echa b'meya, that means if you only have 100 to be mevatel, the one of Trume, is royen, we imagine, ke'ilu litroi shel kol ha'pumim prudois mi'al ha'pumim, we imagine as if the top igulim, which are on the top, we imagine as if we have separated them from the top, Mi'al ha'pumim, umuravis b'shel shalayim, and we mix them up. That's a nice imagination. V'nimtzo, and if they are mixed up, so now I have 500 igulim, and I have one eagle of Trume mixed up in these 500. If Utake be like that, that Utake be mixed up, it wouldn't be on the top. It was taken off the top and mixed up together with the other igulim. So then Aizicha could use all the Igulim to be Mevatalit. V'nimtzu kulam b'sofek ha'dimur. So every eagle which is in this area falls into the sofek. U'mitztarfis ha'tachtoynais lahalais es litro sha'al ha'peh. So then we can use the bottom tachtoyn, the bottom litro is to be Mevatal the top one. Now, this is very nice, but we're just imagining things. We're imagining ke'ilu, the litra of Trume was not on the top. It got mixed up in with the other litras. So how could you be matter and iser through imagination? So Rashi says that the hoyil of Trume's peiris the rabbonon mekilim b'haloso. That since the holding Trumas Peiris is at the Rabbona, Mina Teire, the holding Trumas Tirish V'Yitzor, that wine and Tvue, wine and oil, but other Peiris figs, there's no Trumas Deraise, so the holding is at the Rabbona. Is Mekilim Ba'alosam, so Rabbi Lezer holds the Gevaldike Kula, so if we have, theoretically, we have 500 igulim, even though there's no sofik on the 500 igulim, but we are mitztarev these 500 igulim to be mevatel this igul shel trume, and then ke'ilu, we assume ke'ilu, the igul shel trume got mixed up in these 500. That is a mirdike kula of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with this. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Im yesham meya pumim." No, we don't make such a kula. With imagination, you can't be matter even an isa derabonim. No, im yesham meya pumim. If you have 100 kalim besides this one of trume, so I have here 100 kalim, which I know the tops of these, the figs on top are chulin. Now I have one keli, which the fig on top is trume. So I have a taruves of 101 igulim. One is trume, 100 is chulin. So the trume becomes bottle to the chulin. Dafke if you have meye pumim, if you have 100 tops, yalu, ve'im lav. But if you don't have 100, you have, let's say, 50 pumim, is hapumim asurim, so all the 50 taps are osur, because it didn't become bottle, vashulayim mutorim, but the rest of the litrois are mutter, because there's no suffix. I know for sure that the igulim in the rest of the litrois in the rest of the igulim are zichachulim. That is what Rabbi Yeshua holds.
Rabbi Yeshua Omer, in Yesha Meya Pumim, Shal Heter, Levad Pumim Shal Isa. Rabbi Yeshua says, if there are 100 Pumim Shal Heter, besides the one Shal Isa, Malin Oisei Be'echa, the Mesa becomes bottle, there's 100 connected one. Vim Lav, Apumim Asurim. So the tops of all these kelim are also bein hashulayim me'ilam levatal apumim, but the bottom will not help to be mevatal the truma which is on top. Oyu ve'einon besofik hadimua, because the bottom is there's no sofik, so there's no taruvis whatsoever. Before we go further, I'd just like to say over the Rabbi Lezer Zamoyu de Kechidish, but let's speak about Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said that you take, if there are 100 Pumim, 101 Pumim, so we say that the Trume becomes bottle to the 100 Pumim of Chulim. So the Rashba asks Akashe, the whole Musig of Bittel is if you have a Tarubis, you have mixed up Issa Beheter, so the Issa becomes bottle to the Heter. But here you have a tremendous warehouse, you have one barrel over here, one barrel over here, and you have, there's no tarubis over here. That means you have 101 separate barrels, and on the top of one of the barrels, you have a liter of trumah. So where's it in Bittel over here? That's the Rashba's kasha. And this kasha, the Rashba says a teretz, and he brings an a teretz from the Rash, Rabbeinu Shamshon. The Rashba says a teretz, he says, you're making a mistake. He says, a terubis is created from what goes into the suffix. That means it could be a tremendous warehouse. But lemaise, I have in front of me 101 utensils, and there's a suffix on the tops of these 101 utensils, which is chul and which is trume. So they all are nichnas b'seicha suffix. So since it's nichnas b'seich ha-sofik, so that is a taruvus. I have a mixture of taps in front of me, and that is sufficient to create a din bittel. That is what the Rashba says. He brings from the Rash that the Rash made an akimte. The Rash said it is speaking about all these 100 pumim belong to one person. And eventually, they're all going to be emptied and mixed up together. That's what that's going to happen. Now they're in this form. Eventually, they're all going to get mixed up. So Memele, so the Rash says, Ashtik Teire, so we consider what will eventually occur, Ki Ilu, it was done already. So we look at it now, that means tomorrow you're going to have, everything is going to be mixed up. That's what it's aimed to be. If it belonged to two different bailim, so you can't be mitzaref this with this. But if eventually it's going to get mixed up, so we consider like now they're all mixed up, so you have 1 liter of trume that is mixed up with 500 litres of chulim. That's why you have a machlokes, the Rashba and the Rash. Al Kaponim, this memra of Rab Meir is not negeya the Gemara before. But we go a little further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Elezer Omer, im yesham meya pumim yalu. Rabbi Elezer, the Mekel said, you need meya pumim. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Elezer was never a Mekel so much, where Rab Meir said, that yroines lo yoines kilayim pludois. No, Rabbi Elezer said, im yesham meya pumim yalu. If there are meya pumim yalu, vim lav ha pumim asurim vashulayim v'torim. So that's what before Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Yehuda held, and that's what Rabbi Yeshua held, really Rabbi Elazar holds this. And Rabbi Yeshua oimer, afilu yesham shloish meyes pumim, afilu there's 300 pumim, lo yalu. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's no din bittel, because it's kol shed bar kelim nois. So this is what the Gemara, so we find a tana, Rabbi Yehuda, alibe de Rabbi Yeshua, that holds that litrais which are kol shed bar kelim nois do not become bottle. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda, loy kein nechleku, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, ala kein nechleku.
Machlokes ist es falsch. Rabbi Elazar Omer, that it's bottled by Meir Pumim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, afilu yeshem sholosh meis pumim, vekulam bechlal asofik, eimal nes hayochid, they will not be mevatel the yochid. Hoyel upumei akeli dovish yesh by minyinu, that means since the litres which are on the pumei akeli are something which are usually counted, people don't sell them by the case. Loi botli, v'afilu b'drabonon. Well, those are bigo, that's the next halacha. So that is what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that, so this Mishnah, this Bereis, I'm sorry, the Bereis that said that a Beyim does not become bottle in an Elef Beyim, this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, Alibe, the Rabbi Yeshua. The Mefoshim asked, we hear here the Tosfos Yeshonim on the side, we hear here Astir and Rab Meir alone. Before, Reish Lakish said, according to Rab Meir, the Kol Shadal Kelimleis does not become bottle. And here we have Rab Meir said that it does become bottle. So it's Astir and Rab Meir. So we have here on the Abdallah Damadalef, we have here on the side of Tosfos Yeshonim, Hash the Mashmid the bottle. The Leil Gabi Tal still son come a Rameir Kol Shadaki Limnes Rav Shimon Lakish holds that it does not become bottle. So Chloim Ahodi Dei Hod Rabbi, before it's speaking about what he personally held, and here it's speaking about he's saying what Rabbi Lezer holds, what Rabbi Shua held, that means that's their opinion. They hold it does become bottle, and he personally holds it does not become bottle. Let us go a little further. It says further in this, it says further in this Mishnah, Dosa be'igul, be'en yedeh be'eze igul, Dosa divrei hakel yalo. Now, if he pressed it in an eagle, and he doesn't know which eagle it is, so everyone holds it becomes bottle. Like the more divrei hakel, einem plug tayet, we're just talking about that. Omarapopo ochikoma, Dosa be'igul. That means that in one eagle alone, in one igulid vela alone, in one litra alone, he put in some figs which are trume. Be'eni dei be'eze mokim eagle dos, so he doesn't know in which area of the eagle it he put it. So then everything. So here I don't know exactly where it is. So memele. So here everything is mitzaref in the suffix. Rashi says, "Ochi kamadosa besoich igul, the achshav einam nikoris, sherei mudvokis, the tat mudvokis, veni de heichenu, in betzvayne shel igul, or bedroimai, hoyl bahashte lav bas minyanu, lochir, because he pressed it in one eagle alone, so the trum alone is a lav bas minyan, v'loi minkere, the v'rakel yalu, v'tanu de la'el, rab yudah v'alibet rab yeshuay." So that is a hemshech of what we had learned yesterday, that the Baraisa could be speaking about a beye treife, the af al pikein, it's not bottle because it's a double, it's kol shadalke limnois, and it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda Libe, Rabbi Yeshua, that kol shadalke limnois does not become bottle. Rav Ashi Yoma. Now, Rav Ashi wants to answer the kasha we had started off with a different teretz. We had started off with a kasha that we were under the impression that the Barais is speaking about a beye that's a suffix. Was it neilid b'yontif? Wasn't it neilid b'yontif? And we say misafik, it is also. So we have the kasha, if the whole issa of a beye shenilid b'yontif is only also midarabonam, Zerim mishum peres anoisrim, or mishum mashkin shezovu. So it's a sofik isa darabono. So why is this beya osa? So Ravashi yama lo oilam sofik yontev sofik chayil. We can go back to the previous akimte. Havi dovo she yesh loy matirim. But this beya, which was noiled in yontev, tomorrow will be mutter. Now it's osa. But tomorrow will be muta. V'chol dovo sheyesh leimatirim afilu b'derabonon, even though it's an issa derabonon, loy botl. Let us first see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tavashi oma lo'oilom hodiktoni usfeika osa. That what we hear in the Baraisa, that a sofik bey is osa, sofik yontav sofik chilkoma. It's speaking about this bey was noilad. We don't know. Is either yontav or chil. Udikashaloch. You had a problem. L'rab Yosef l'rab Yitzchak sofik terabonanu. So the whole bey is osa mi terabonan. And now it's a sofik terabonan. L'kula. Here we are machmer, hoyul v'yeshloi matirin l'mochel. Since tomorrow it will be mutter, so memela, so we say, why should you eat it now, misofik? Now it's a sofik terabonon. The gather of a sofik terabonon is like you can play Russian roulette. That means that you can take a chance. It's a terabonon. Maybe it's also, maybe it's mutter. We haven't the faintest idea what it really is. So by Inisa the Rabbonon, so what should you do? You should throw it away. It's only also the Rabbonon. It's a suffix. So Chazal said, you're permitted to take a chance. So, if it's mutter, it's mutter. And if it's also, it's also not gefährlich because the Chazal permitted you, you're allowed to take a chance. So it's permitted to take a chance. But that is dafke, something which, if you won't permit me, so I'll have to get rid of it. So memele Chazal said one could be make. But if you have a here a beyish and know the beyontiv. In yontiv, it's a sofik, maybe it's also, maybe it's not also. Tomorrow, it's sichem butter. So why? So then, as Ravashi said, then Chazal will never make, even though it's a sofik derabonim. Why should you take now a chance? You'll eat the egg tomorrow. You're not losing the egg. And tomorrow it's ichem mutter. Abayi should know the biyontav is only us the biyontav. The next day it's mutter. So memele, so Ravashi tells us a chiddush that a sofik derabonon, and the sofik is adobo sheyesh loy matirim, so memele it is osa. That is what Ravashi is telling us. But then Ravashi says a few more words. Then he just jumps to bittul. V'chol dover sheyesh loy matirim afilu b'darabonon loy botul. So what does this mean? Afilu b'darabonon ki goin beye a beye d'gzeres peiris hanoisrin hui loy botlo b'taruboso. So a beye does not become botul. V'chi heicha de bibitulo machmerinon mahaitaime. So just like we know that we say that a dover sheyeshle matirim does not become bottle, b'sveike nami machmerinon mehai taim. So it comes out that Rav Ashi is saying a new halacha. He's saying a halacha that a suffix derabonon sheyeshle matirim we are machmer. And he's proving his point with a raya from the din bittul. Just like a dover sheyesh le matirim does not become bottle. So who a din? A sofik dover sheyesh le matirim is not mutter. Just like we're machmer by bittul, we're also machmer by sofik terabon. That is harashi lens pshat m'ravashi. Now, we had mentioned yesterday that the emerson, that what a dover sheyesh le matirim does not become bottle, the machlekes harishayim, why it doesn't become bottle. Rashi learns it doesn't become bottle because there's a svore, even after bittul, you still have a sibes ha'iser, the iser is still there, we just matter the iser bepoil, so we tell the person, asher techlanu be'iser, techlanu be'et. Why should you eat something that the Sibes Ha'iser is still around, and we're matter it, wait till tomorrow be mutter legamri. So then, with this we can understand the flow of Ravashi. So Ravashi says, so just like we're matter, machmer, by bittul, even though bittul, one is permitted to eat it, even though the Sibes Ha'iser is still around, but we're machmer by bittul, then we're machmer by a sofik terabon. So we understand the flow of Ravashi, what Ravashi is saying. Ravashi is bringing a raya from bittul to sofik terabon. But yesterday we had mentioned the Ran in the Dorim has a different explanation why adobo sheyesh le matirim doesn't become bottle. The Ran says that
באבנסן דז המחלויקס רב יהודן דה חכמים, if mean be mean it becomes bottle. Rab Yehuda holds, if you have the same mean, it doesn't become bottle. That's what Rab Yehuda holds. According to Rab Yehuda, is this, if you'll have, let's say, let's speak about mina teira, you have here, you have three pieces of steak, one is nevela, the other two are kosher. So even though we have a cloud, mina teira had betray bottle, so you're allowed to eat all three pieces. Machlokes, if you're allowed to eat them all together, you're allowed to eat them one after the other, or three people should eat them, but al kaponim, all three pieces are permitted to be eaten. That, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that does not apply by min b'mini. Min b'mini does not become bottle, not bottle alone. You're not allowed to eat any of them. Min ha-toyah. That's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'mini doesn't become bottle. Here's a raya from a posik, that just like the dam ha-soyer does not become bottled, the dam ha-por by the Avodah Shem HaKippurim, because it's min b'minai, so hu adin, the steak shall nevela will not become bottled to the two steaks of heter. Now we hold min b'minai does become bottled. So the Iran explains, we hold that be'emison, the svara of Rabbi Yehuda is 100%, a beautiful svara, that if it falls in the same mean, you have nothing contradicting the thing that's falling in. The same mean, it's mechazik one the other, it's not mevatalit. No, we hold that when issa falls in heter, so even though the meanim are the same, they're all stakes, but really it's considered mean b'she'ene minoi, because issa is falling into heter. So if issa falls into heter, so it's called min b'she'ene mina. So therefore, the heter is mevatel the iser. That's why we hold min b'mina becomes bottle, because we hold theoretically it's min b'she'ene mina. And continues, but if you have a davar sheyesh le'matir, that means let's talk about now day. Let's say you have three eggs. One egg was noiled in yontav. Two other eggs were noiled before yontav. So now this egg, which is now also, will tomorrow become mutter. So this egg now has a tinge of heter on it. It's not pure iser. It's temporary iser. It's temporarily oser, but it's going to become mutter. So it has a din of heter beheter. It's eggs. So it's min b'minoi. And halachically, it's also heter beheter. It's only temporarily oser. It's going to become mutter. So it's heter beheter. And therefore, it does not become bottle. That is how the Ran explains the halacha of dover sheyesh le'matir does not become bottle. So the Gedolei Achronim ask, so that's a very beautiful svara, but how did Rav Ashi tie the din of Safik Darabonon Lekule to the din that mean that dover sheyesh le'matir doesn't become bottle? They're two distinct halachas. Dover sheyesh le'matirim doesn't become bottle because as Allah amin b'mini doesn't become bottle. Safik darabonon lekule yinat mekel atche techlenu bisa techlenu beheta. So what is pshat and Rav Ashi? I saw in Birchas Avraham, he says, there's a reshash over here, he's chaylik on the reshash, but the etzem idea he really gets from the reshash, but he fixes it up a little bit. He says as follows. He says that if you have, let's talk about these three eggs. They don't become bottle. They don't become bottle. There's a din of bittul that Israel is hapach liyos heter. If you have, you're allowed to eat. The Rosh Hashita is, if you're allowed to eat all three pieces, bebasachas, isan is hapach liyes heter. By min b'minoi, we say it's not nishapach, it doesn't become bottle. Dova shesh lematirim is a loch of min b'minoi. It doesn't become bottle. Now, it doesn't become bottle, so when I have here three eggs in front of me, so what do I have? I have one egg that's osra midarabonam, and I have two eggs which are mutter. That's what I have. It didn't become bottle. If it becomes bottle, it's bottle. If it didn't become bottle, so I have one egg of Isser and two eggs of Heter.
So he asks, Salachaire, I have here Reif Tzadim, let me take an egg. Let me make a gamble. And this is Lachaire, I have Reif Tzadim, let me take an egg over here. And let me eat this egg. It's a Safik Darabonim. Not only a Safik Darabonim, we have Reif Tzadim. It's more than a Safik Darabonim. A Safik Darabonim, Chad Bechad, Ikva Yisure, the Shach says that one is not permitted. The Safik Darabonim is also also. But this is more than a plain Safik Darabonim. Here you have Reif. I mean, have Reif chances. That means statistically. If I'm going to take out, let's make it better. We were the case of the Baraisa was I had one egg of Issa that fell into 1,000 eggs of Heter. So let me take one egg. The chances are I have 1,000 chances I'm going to take one egg. So I have 1,000 chances I'm going to end up with a Mutadika egg. There's one chance that I might end up with an Asadika egg. So why can't I take a chance? Why is everything Asa? Doesn't become bottle. Mean it doesn't become bottle. But why can't I take a chance? So Al Kochoch, you see from here that in this Sofik, it's a Darabonon, and I have right taught him that it's that if I take one, it will be mutter. So we tell you, why should you take a chance in Yontif? Wait till Mitzvah Yontif. So we see from the din of bittul, that means the din of bittul that it doesn't become bottle, is only half of the halacha. That says it doesn't become bottles. Meaning it doesn't become bottle. That is no shaykhis to what Rabashi wants to say. But even though it doesn't become bottle, why can't I take a chance on the din bittul? So it's a resistance, et cetera, et cetera. Why can't I take a chance? And I have great chances I'll end up taking a double shalheta. So we see from the din bittul that there's another halacha in davar sheyesh lo matirim. There's halacha asher techlen lebisa techlen lebeta. Why should you take chances? You can wait till tomorrow and everything will be mutter. So that's how Rav Ashi from the din bittul derived that by a davar sheyesh lo matirim there's another halacha. You don't take chances. So Bemele, he says, just like you don't take chances when there's a taruvis isa veheter, even though there's reiv tzadim shel heter, so who adinach will have a sofik? I have a sofik. Is this osir? Is this mutter? Perhaps this is a gringere sofik. I don't have ikva isur. But al kolponim, so that was Rav Ashi's tushtel. Just like over there when you have reiv tzadim, by ikva yisure, we are machmer, we see acha techlana beisa techlana beheta, who adin by a sofik beyesh, and nil de bechil, nil de beyontev, we are also machmer. That's the end of that sugya. Tanya, acherim oimrim mishum rabbi Elazar, beya te ochel hi ve'imo. If you have seems a beya was noiled beyond tiff. She allowed to eat the beya together with the mother. So the Gemara asks Bamaya Skin, what is this case speaking about? Elaime betal negoilis or imedis lachim. If we're speaking about a chicken, speaking about yontif, this chicken laid an egg, and Rabbi Leza says you're allowed to eat the chicken, you're allowed to eat the egg. If we're speaking about a Tanagailis that was aimed to be geshochten in Yontev, so the Tanagailis is not mukte. So pshite dehi v'imashaya. Why do you have to mention the mother? The mother is ichemutte. The mother is not mukte. There's a shail on the egg. There's a machlikas b'shami b'silov. The egg is mutte, but the Tanagailis is ichemutte. So why did Rabbi Lezi have to mention that the aim is mutte? If it's speaking about a Tanagolus that's not aimed to be eaten, so Tanagolus, which he has intentions that it should be begadlu beim, so he ve'ima asura, so then it should be also. Rabbi Leza holds a mukze, so the mother's mukze that wasn't aimed to be geshochten, the bey will be noilet. So, in such a case, Rabbi Lezer can't say it's mutter because Rabbi Lezer himself holds mukze. Omar Rabbi Zeire, no, you have to read between the lines.
That's what Rabbi Lezer said. He the imo are allowed to eat the egg and the mother. Te ochel agav imo. It means you're allowed to eat the egg because of the mother. What does that mean? Hey chidomi, Amar Abayik gain shalok chosta. He bought a Talmigailis, and we don't know what is he going to do with this Talmigailis. Will it be oimit to be eaten on Yontif, or will it be oimit to be Megadol Beyim? But he purchased a Talmigailis. Kigoin shalok chostam. He purchased it stam. So my mail is like this. So nishrito, if he shechted it in Yontif, huvgaro de lachiloi medes. So from this we see that the purpose of the purchase of the Tanagailis was to eat it. So the Tanagailis is not mukte, so then we could say that the bay is also mukte. Loi nishchato, but what if he didn't shech the Tanagailis? So we see here no intentions of eating the Tanagailis. So then it'll be also. So that's pshat the lashon of Rabbi Lozo. Teochel he ve'ima, beya teochel he ve'ima means that you can eat the beya agav ima. That means if there's a suffix, what the aim was a medes for. So whatever, if there is a suffix. For what the aim was a medes to be used for on Yontif, so if it will become nizbara, that teyochel ha'aim, so then the bey will also be permissible to eat. Let us see what Rashi says. Bey teyochel nil de beyontif, pshita divim ashori, claiming, bo loime ke beishame, lashmine bey. Len tell me the bey is muta. Ima lomali pshita deshaya. And if the Tanagailis is a medis legadal beyim, he vima asura deshmine labeleza disle mukze. It's not beperik ab meivi, rabeleza oimid odam ala mukze, and he has to be making it, alma hachone boy. Agav ima, ima ichon es ima hayoim, if the aim will be eaten, te ochel afi. Shelok chostam, tanagoylesu konostam. He purchased it stam without specifying what his intentions are. So the way will be nizbarer on the aim, that will affect the bayim. That is the first teretz of the Gemara, Rav Zeira's teretz. Rav Mori omar guzmak toni. Guzmak toni. What does that mean, guzmak toni? Ka'odom, Rashi says, Ka'odom sheroitza lahavzik dvoro. A person wants to prove his point. Medaber yeser. So he says extra words. Ubemedes lachila koma. When speaking about a Talmagos, it's aimed lachila. V'nechlek al beisil al ha'isra. He disagrees with beisil who holds that the bay is also. V'imale yitztachle. The aim, he doesn't have to say that the aim is muta. Elegozim v'omar milse yesere. Hakel yeyoch. That means he wants to say, Yiklein Shailas, everything is mutter. So even though there was no Shail on the aim, so that's the Hagzom over here. It means he's so sure of himself that there's no Shailas, so he says everything is mutter. He wants to prove his everything is mutter. The mother's, just like the mother's mutter. Hakel yeyoch, gam esaben, gam esaim. So he's not telling us any special halachas. He's just being megazim. He's speaking extra words just to show his belief and that everything is mutter. There's no shaila. Everything is mutter. So therefore, he speaks about the heta of the aim also. The sanya acherim oimri mishum Rabbi Lezer beye teochel hi ve'imo. Rabbi Lezer said, the mother can be eaten, the beya can be eaten, ve'efroyach, and if a egg hatched and a chick came out, so you can eat ve'efroyach ukliposa, you can eat ve'efroyach with the shell. Like the Gemara, my kliposa, what does it mean you can eat the chick with the shell on yonder? Ilay meklipa mamish, You can eat the shell, klipa basachile, you can eat a shell of an egg. Ela froyach biklipasa, it means you can eat the chick when it's still in the egg. That sich is not correct. Ad kan lai pligi rabona leider abelaze ben Yaakov ala heiche de yotze lavi roilom. So mach leikis the rabona abelaze ben Yaakov when the chick breaks through the egg and as yet did not open up its eyes. Does it have a din of a bal chai, of a chick which is muta beshrite, or does it have a din of a sheretz? It's also to eat till it opens up its eyes. So there's a machlokes, the Rabbanan say, as soon as it gets out of the egg, it has a din of a tanagoylus, and it's muta b'shchite. And that's what the Rabbanan say. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is machme. Avol heiche de lo yotze lavir ha'oylam, but if it did not, heiche de lo yotze lavir ha'oylam, if it never went out of the egg, like pligi, everyone knows it's awesome. So, elaf roichu kliposoi guzme ochinami teyochel hivi ima guzme. Just saying it, can eat everything. So, my mele is not telling us something specific halachically. Just being megazim. So, it's also a guzme. Rashi guzme ktoni. No, the rabbelas banyaki oisar afroichim shle niftachu einayim. And Efroyach, which did not open up its eyes, a pligi rabbonon alei, lakama maisa labigmo. Guzma apopid layefsha, even though it's impossible to eat the shell. Goes in vama milsidit to fine, he goes overboard. He can eat everything. Guzma dovo shoni shayni miskabel. That's the end of that sugi, and now we're going to come into a new sugi. Itma, Shabbos viyontiv. We have here a case that you had Shabbos before Yom Tov. Yom Tov is on a Sunday, and you have Shabbos before. Rav Omar nil da boze, if the egg was born on Shabbos, asura boze, she's not allowed to eat at Yom Tov. Rav Yochanan Omar nil da boze, muteres boze, if it was born on Shabbos, she's allowed to eat it in Yom Tov. Now, what is the machloikis, Rav and Rav Yochanan? Neima kosova Rav kedusha achasi, maybe Rav holds that it's one kedusha, that means we bring together kedusha Shabbos and kedusha Yontif, we consider it as a one long day, so it's a day that was noilad in this Yom Kodesh, so it's also the whole Yom Kodesh, which means it's also Shabbos and Yontif. That can be. Roma Rav Alochi Kabos Kainim Valiba de Rabeleza Domoshte Kedusha Saim. Rav says, Claude, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are two distinct days, and it's two different Kedushas. So therefore, if it was Neulet B'Shabbos, why should we also be Yom Tov? Elohoche Ba'achone de Rabbe Kemiflegi. The Machlekes Rav and Rav Yochanan is in Achone de Rabbe. Rav islei achone de rabbe, Rabbi Yochanan leslei achone de rabbe. Rav holds of achone de rabbe, and Rabbi Yochanan does not hold of achone de rabbe. Let us see Rashi. Shabbos v'yontif, hasmuchim. You have Shabbos, which is next to Yontif. Who adil Yontif is Shabbos. If the first day was Yontif, the second day was Shabbos. Kedusha achas. He said, the first wanted to say that Rav holds it's one long kedusha. Arehen ki yom echad oruch, one long day. So most of that can't be, because Rav said, Alochi kabos keinem alibet rabbeleze, ve'erbin beperik bakol ma'arvin. Omar shtei kedusha saying that there are two distinct kedushas, u'ma'arev l'yom echad l'mizruch, you make an erev trumim, that the first day is kind of shvise b'mizrach l'sheni l'mayrev. It's two different days. So the Gemara says, no, everyone holds it's two kedushas. The shaila is you hold achone de rabbe. The oma achone bidei shemayim mitzere. The Tilde Shakib said Rashi had a kasha achone de rabbe. It's rabbis. It's a posik. What's that achone de rabbe? That's what Rashi held. So Rashi said, no, Rabbi said, the Oma hachone b'day shemayim mitzre b'yontav l'shabbos, the shtik teire, see, he got it from a posik, but it's a shtik teire in a posik, which is very debatable. He said, hachone b'day shemayim mitzre b'yontav l'shabbos, the sudi shabbos bo yazmone מיום חיל מגזרס הקוסו. So, כפונים, this הכונה פשטן והכינו, this is רבס השטיקטורי, that there is Shudis Shabbos needs Hazmone, Hazmone of Muktzes, Udin needs Hachone. This is all Rabbis, that's what's called Hachone de Rabbi. Now, let us see the second Taisvis. We should understand the Ivrin de Gemara. Then we'll go back to the first Taisvis. Ela Bachone de Rabbi Kamitlagi. This Taisvis asks Amore de Kekasha. Vitaime. The Amrinen kol heiche de misyalda ha'idne. The Gemara said before, if a beye is noilad in Yontif, may esmel gomrola. So the gemar of the beye was 24 hours before. Vimke, kshechal Yontif la'acher ha'Shabbos, if Yontif was chal after Shabbos, ba'beye noilda b'Shabbos, he nigmere b'yayim shul chayl. So the beye was nigmar in a yayim chayl. So where is their hachone? The whole issa hachone is that a yom kodesh can be making for a yom chayil. Here in Shabbos it is what was making for this bay in Shabbos a yom chayil. So it's mutter be Shabbos. Obviously, it should be mutter be yontif. Hachone came from a yom chayil. So on this kasha, Taisva says two terutzim, and there's a machlokes from the gedolei achronim how to say pshat in these two terutzim. But first, let us say the two terutzim. V'yesh loima. So the first terutz of Taisva is the mikol mokem shenilda b'shabbes. When this bay was nailed b'shabbes, areizu hachonim. So leide is also hachonim. The gam b'shas leida shayich achon. So what is Taisvus saying? So Taisvus is saying as follows, that is true, that the Gemara had mentioned that the hachona of Abaye, there's a gemar of the Abaye the day before the Abaye is noilad. That's true. So if you have yontiv achar ha-Shabbos, the gemar wasn't Shabbos, so you're not allowed to eat the Abaye which was noilad b'yontiv. Because it was Nigmar b'Shabbos, so it was Muchen from a Yom Kodesh. But Taisva says that is true. The Gemar is called the Hachone. But Taisva says the Leide is also called the Hachone. It's also called the Hachone. That means from what it was when it was B'mei HaTarnegolos, and then it goes out in this world, that's also called the Hachone. There is a definite change in the Beyev. There's a physical change, in the taste, and say to be Mekadal Afroichim now, there's a change that occurs in the Beye through the Leide. So Leide is also called the Hachone. If Leide is called the Hachone, so it comes out that Yontif, that Shabbos was making for Yontif. Shabbos was making for Yontif. That is what Taisvus is saying. In the first test, and we'll come back to that. But let's first say the second test. But oid yesh loima, then Taisa says the second test. That was a very big chiddush, that leid is called achon. No, leid is not called anachon. There's no such thing. The Gemara just said that nigmar is called achon. Leid isn't called achon. But oid yesh loima, but let's look at it in a different angle. The kivin deim noilda b'yontav. What would be if this egg would have been noiled in yontav? Then this egg would be also min ha-teire, because it's yontav achar ha-shabbos, it's also min ha-teire. It's im noimak she-nildo b'shabbos areyu milteres, if we'll say if it's nildo b'shabbos it's muta, b'shvil oiso leide de shabbos, why is it muta? Because it was not born on yontav, it was born on shabbos. Ken ha-v'shabbos meichin li-yontav. So that means that the leide in shabbos was goyrim. That means that when it was Magdim, the Leide in Shabbos, was Goyim, that it should not be awesome in a Torah. So that's Me'ein HaChone. Chazal gave it a din. This is a type of HaChone. That means this Leide was Mesaviv, that it shouldn't be awesome in a Torah. Chapterein, it was Neulet B'Shabbos, it would have been Neulet tomorrow, been awesome in a Torah. So because of this Leide, it's Mutter.
So that's called mit der Rabbonon, that Shabbos is Meichen L'chayl. Shabbos is Meichen L'yot. Now, before we go further, let us just try to understand the difference between the first Teretz and the second Teretz. The difference between the first Teretz and the second Teretz is, let's say, an egel, a calf, was born on Shabbos. Are you permitted to eat this calf on Yontif? So the Chayretz Tali in the two Terutzim of Teisvis. According to the first Teretz of Teisvis, so we say Leide is a Hachone, so the calf got born in Shabbos, that's considered a Hachone. So the Chayretz should be also to eat it on Yontif. That's according to the first Teretz. According to the second Teretz, if the lady is not on it, no pshat is, what would it have been if it would have been born on Yontif? It would have been also. So that, this dictator only applies by a beya. If a beya is born on Yontif, so the gemar of the beya was Shabbos, so we say it's also min ha-teira. So therefore, because it was born on Shabbos, so that's mesavim that it should be muta min ha-teira, so that's considered a hachonet. But if an eagle would be born on Yontif, so it would be muta. Yontif mechina la'atzma. So memele, so it was born on Shabbos, so the Shabbos was not mesava v'heta for Yontif. So memele, because it was born on Yontif, it also would have been muta. So then it'll be muta. So a nafkemina between the two terutzim of Teisves is by an eagle. And the Rosh, who asks the kasha, the Rosh, Simon Zion, asks the kasha, he says an eagle is muta. And he asked, what is it different than a beya? So we'll see from the Losh and the Rosh that the Rosh held like the first Teretz of Teisvis, that Leide is a Hachone. So therefore he asked the Kasha, so if Leide is a Hachone, so the Leide's Eagle should also be considered a Hachone and should be also an Yontif. Then he differentiates between the Leide's Eagle and the Leide's of a beya. About Kaponim, now we know Pshat in Teisvis that there are two distinct Terutzim. One is telling us that Leide Be'etzim is a Hachone, therefore it is also on Yontif, and the second one says it's not a real Hachone, it's only a, it's Nireka Hachone. That's the second Teretz of Teisvis. Now, in the first Teretz of Teisvis, there's a Machlokes in Simen Takyot Gimel, the Magen Avraham Sifkot Meches, there's a Machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Yamshel Shleim. The Yamshel Shloime holds that according to the first Teretz, Tosfos is machadish that Leide is a Hachone, so the Beye will be Osir in Yontif min ha-Teire, because Shabbos is not Meichen L'chol. But Shabbos can be Meichen L'yontif. That's how the Yamshel Shloime learns shot in the first Teretz of Tosfos, it's Osir min ha-Teire. The Magen Avraham says, Chas v'Shalom, min ha-teire, this beye is ichem muta b'yontif. Why? Because we had before, and that's beis amit beis, the Gemara asks, if the iser is al tzachone, so why is a plain yontif osur? Why is a plain Shabbos osur? The Gemara says, gzeire, yontif acha Shabbos, Shabbos acha yontif. When we iker adin, a plain yontif is muta. So let us understand, if I say leide is a hachone, so why is it muta if it's noiled b'Shabbos, if it's noiled b'Yontif? L'chayre, it became, the Leide occurred in Yontif alone. So kol choch, you have to say that Yontif meichen la'atzmai, Shabbos meichen la'atzmai. So if you say Yontif meichen la'atzmai, Shabbos meichen la'atzmai, so it comes out, the day that was noiled in Shabbos, there's no problem. That's called min hamuchan, because Shabbos meichen la'atzmai. So it's a Shabbos dekebeya that's muta to eat on Shabbos. So memele, so now Yontif, I'm eating a Shabbos dekebeya that was muchan for Shabbos. So what's the problem to eat it on Yontif? Why can I eat it? What kind of a chon is there over here? What is pshat and taisvus? So the Magen Avraham brings down Aran, a Ramban. And the Ran says a beautiful vote. The Ran says that 100% min ha-teire, the beye is muta
ביונטף. It was נוילד בשבס, because שבס מכינה לעצמו. So ממילא, so I'm eating in יונטף, השבס מוכן דקאג. No, מדרבונון, you're not allowed to eat this בייר. חזל עשה to eat the בייר that was נוילד בשבס, that's בזייר שבס, אותו שבס אחר יונטף. מדרבונון, it's also. So midarabonon, you can't say that the Shabbos mechechino le'atzmo because you weren't allowed to eat it Shabbos. So since you weren't allowed to eat it Shabbos, so you can't say the statement hechino le'atzmo because I'm not allowed to eat it. So it's hechino le'mocho. I can eat it today. So then so it's hechino for tomorrow. Oh, it's hechino for tomorrow. So memele. So that's why it is also Leide is a why is Leide considered a hachone for yontif? It's only considered a hachone for yontif because you can't eat it on Shabbos. So therefore, we consider it a hachone for yontif. So the Magen Avraham says that Magen Avraham holds that the whole hachone is only also midarabonah. The Yamshul Shloime, and there's a Kolben Esanu, and the Maimon Mordechai, seem to hold that it's awesome in our Torah, and the Kolben Esanu, in Sifkotten, Zion, the Kolben Esanu says, Amoyre de Kechidish, that even though Shabbos is Mechino La'atzmo, but if it was not used on Shabbos, so then we consider that the Leide B'Shabbos was Mechin for Yontif, and it's also in our Torah in Yontif.